way they conducted themselves on stage, the way they looked, the way they dressed.
You grew up in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
The way they played,
of course.
Saw
many of them.
And
60s, 70s, and 80s blues stars perform. What's the greatest thing you took from seeing those live shows?
It was etched in my mind that I was just lucky to be seeing these guys and be able to talk to them, and it just had a big influence on the way that my music's played. And we can never duplicate what they did, but you can certainly pay tribute to them by trying to play it the best way you can with the type of feeling that they got when they played it.
Now, a big part of your repertoire is in the overall style of classic Chicago blues. And what do you like about how What Did I Do So Wrong came out on your recording?
Yeah, that's a song that I wrote, and we did that in actually we had that set up for a major key, and the organ player Tim Wick came in and played it in a minor key, and we changed it to a minor, so it has a really kind of cool groove to it. Kind of reminds you of a South Side or West Side Chicago style tune, so it kind of developed into a really great tune, and Willie Walker is singing on it, so it made it that much better.
You walked down on me, baby, no reason why. You said you loved me, but that was just a lie. What did I do? What did I do so wrong? Someday, some way, I got to move on. I'm walking the streets, searching high and low. Whenever I ask, nobody knows. What did I do? What did I do so wrong? But someday, some way, I got to move on.
We're speaking with Paul Berry, whose group is called the Ace Tones. When you perform, it's not only the straight-ahead Chicago blues, but another phenomenon called the West Coast Jump Blues. Now, did you think about it and say, well, I got to have another little stylistic thing going, or was it more of an organic addition?
It was something that I fell in love with. We used to get some of the West Coast players up here back in the 80s and 90s, guys like William Clark, Rod Piazza, guys like that used to come up from the West Coast, and I always loved that type of style that they played, which kind of incorporated Chicago and West Coast jump blues with the same type of an ensemble that the Chicago bands I really liked, which was bass, drums, guitar, piano, and harmonica. So they incorporated with that same type of ensemble. They developed a West Coast jump style that I really liked, and they kind of melded that with Chicago blues. So I've always been fond of doing that with my groups, playing Chicago blues as well as the West Coast jump blues. So I thought they kind of made a good package for being on stage and doing that type of repertoire.
Why'd you decide to do You Can't Beat the Horses?
That was a song I spent a little time out in Los Angeles with someone that really helped me on harmonica, William Clark, and that's one of the tunes that I remember hearing when I was out there with him. And I just liked the feel of the song, and I used to do a little go the horse track once in a while, so I could kind of relate to some of the things that were mentioned in that song. So it just kind of resonated with me. I thought it'd be kind of a cool tune to do, because I've never heard it recorded outside of the original artist. I thought it'd be kind of, I've always wanted to do it, and I figured this was a good opportunity to put it on the CD.
Well, blues is strong when it's autobiographical, and I guess You Can't Beat the Horses is.
It must be. I would say so. That there was some truth behind the lyrics of that song. So that's what makes it so great with blues, that there's always a story behind the lyrics, and that's what makes it such a great and powerful type of music.
Spreadsheets, racing forms, and paraphernalia have caused me to be a tramp and a complete failure. I done lost my car and pawned all my clothes. I done even lost my wife, and I'm sleeping outdoors.
You can't beat the horses, no matter how you try.
with Paul Berry. You have your tribute to William Clark, and on this number, you have a fellow harmonica player named Mitch Cashmar, so it's kind of honoring both those gentlemen.
William Clark was a big influence on my playing. He took me under his wing and helped me with my harmonica playing a lot, and I actually had the opportunity to live with him out in Los Angeles for a little while, but he was a great friend of mine. He especially helped me on the chromatic harmonica. And Mitch Cashmar is a good friend of mine from the West Coast, and he was also influenced by William Clark. So we had this opportunity to do a tribute to our great friend and mentor, William Clark. And so we're both playing chromatic harmonicas, and Mitch plays diatonic harmonica on here too. So it turned out really well. And we also have Fred Kaplan from the West Coast playing piano on this. So the song means a lot to us, and I think it came out really well. We're real happy with the end result.
Towards the end of the tune, it has you and Mitch playing together, answering each other on harmonicas. How'd that idea come about?
It just kind of came together organically, and Mitch saw a good opportunity to insert some things in there at the very last part of the tune that really made the tune sound great, and it just... I couldn't be happier with it, and I think that once people hear it, they're really gonna like the way it turned out.
Berry and the Ace Tones. The group combines West Coast and Chicago styles into a new synthesis. Paul's new CD is called Blow Your Cool. For information, it's Paul Berry, spelled Paul B-A-R-R-Y blues.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.